Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Good morning, Shanos.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Just feeling it, you know, for a Thursday.
I'm feeling really good, but I'm very tired.
Yeah, are you?
Yes, I went to bed at 11, so just you wait, I reckon in maybe 15, 20 minutes, and my body realizes what's happening, you will just get hit with it.
Just crash.
Yes, absolutely.
The reason I'm a little bit upset this morning, actually, is because I've been rocking the iPhone 6S for a little while now. Probably time to upgrade.
That's enough reason to be upset.
Yeah. The iPhone 11 announced yesterday.
Yes. Gosh, a lot's happened since the iPhone 6, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot. Terrible news.
Yeah.
It's not going to have 5G.
How does that affect you personally? Like, do you know?
No, I don't know yet. But I'm like, you buy a new phone so that's faster than the old ones,
you want
it
to be up to date.
Samsung's got 5G. LG's got 5G.
Yep.
There's a lot of G's out there.
There's so many G's out there, and you won't be a G if you don't have 5G.
Now I've got to keep the 6S until the 12 comes out.
Yeah, very true.
Or the 11S or whatever the hell they're calling it now.
You know, crazy, I was in Perth City about 6 months ago, and there was a massive protest going on, and they didn't want 5G.
Because it's going to radioactivate your brain.
That's what people think, yeah.
Am I going to microwave everyone?
Yeah, so maybe Apple's on that boat. Yeah. Who knows?
Saving people.
Yeah.
By charging $1,900 a phone.
For the phone. That's for the fancy one, though.
Or I could jump ship and get a Samsung.
Don't you dare.
See, that's what people...
Don't you hit me with that this early in the morning.
Let's be honest, guys. All I use it for is texting, calling, and trawling through Instagram.
Yeah.
They all do that.
Yeah, literally.
Even my iPhone 6S does that.
And Candy Crush.
Yeah, true. That game is amazing. Dirty before 6:30. But right now, the stories that are a little bit more adult, so we put them earlier in the show, away from little ears. Now, this morning involves a present from a mum to an 18-year-old son for the birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Big birthday, big milestone.
Yeah, 18.
Mum from Sydney decided she would buy a cookie jar from Kmart, like one of those decorative ones.
What's wrong with that?
And fill it with who's been in the cookie jar? Fill it with a bunch of goodies for her son's 18th birthday. Now, these goodies, questionable.
Not lollies, then.
Not cookies, not lollies.
Okay.
Not what the jar was intended for.
Yeah.
There's a bit of gum in there.
Like chewing gum?
Chewing gum.
Yeah, awesome.
A few juicy fruits.
Yeah, fun.
A few bottles of liquor.
Oh, that's fun, because he's 18 now.
Right. He's of drinking age. So the other thing was a bit of protection.
Okay.
For adult activities.
Right.
And not knee pads. Not elbow pads.
The old condom, hey?
The dom, right?
The dommy.
It's gone viral online because a lot of people are saying, okay, this is really inappropriate to be buying for your son. One commenter labelled it distasteful, and another said it would be an awkward experience for the teenager receiving it from their mother.
I think that's fine.
I feel like that was the intention.
Almost.
You're 18 now.
Yeah.
Here's a bunch of dingers from your mum.
And he's like, I've been doing this for 3 years, mum, shut up.
Yeah. That's what everyone else said. It's like, what do you think you're encouraging from your son? And I'm like, if you think that a teenager has got to 18 and you're introducing what this is to them for
What's
the first
this,
time,
mom?
I think you're well off track.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah, another dad came back and said, praised the idea, said it's awesome yet simple.
Yep.
Got an open relationship with my kids, talk to them about all this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
I think it's a really productive way to go about it.
Better him having them there, you know, and using them and then instead of not using one. And then all
mum's
of a sudden
like,
he's an 18-year-old dad and the mum's like, you know what, I should have gotten you for your birthday some condoms.
Yeah, I wish I bought you those.
Yeah.
Now I'm a grandma at 40.
Yeah. Let's go.
Trending now at hits.com.au.
So people have been warned that if you see a thing on Facebook advertising for you to be in a Netflix series all about partying and the Australian lifestyle, it's fake.
Oh.
Do not do it. So this guy created it and essentially said, hey guys, we're going to film this thing in Brisbane. It's where we've chosen to do it.
Mm.
We are on the hunt for people who might like to show us their crazy party side on camera. You can also have anonymous, you know, stuff. So if you don't want to actually be seen, that's fine as well. So really, this is for anyone. We want to be at your parties. We want to be at your kick-ons. We want to see how it all works, you know, which is an interesting concept for a show. So people have been sharing. It's been shared over 500 times, more than that. And it's not real. So this guy, I don't know, maybe he's a little bit crazy or what he's doing, but he's now viral. He's been saying that he works for Netflix. People have seen him in the streets wearing this Netflix shirt, right? And his Tinder bio, he's written that he's working for Netflix.
We know what his Tinder bio is. Someone's so I matched serious. Him.
But essentially he's saying, oh, casting call, blah, blah, blah. And he calls himself, you know, like a Netflix worker. But then he also says, just letting you know, there will not be any money involved until we get this all approved, blah, blah, blah. So essentially, he's just throwing the idea out there. He wants to film and he wants to make it all happen, and then it will hopefully be picked up. Yeah.
Well, you green light this.
Yeah, exactly. But people have also said, this man is such a fake. Like, he's just trying to make people think that he works for Netflix, whatever, because he's posted videos before where he's been like, I'm from LA and I'm here in Queensland. I'm lost. Oh my God. And he's not. He's from Australia. But he wants people to think that he's legit.
Wow.
And he wants this show to be a thing. The thing is, not a terrible idea for a show.
It's a long way around to get an invite to Kick-Ons, though, isn't
it? Yeah, it really is. Like, just rock up.
Yeah, no one will know, mate. It's Kick-Ons. Yeah. No one knows who was invited.
Literally. But yeah, if you see that, it's not real. So don't think, oh, I'm going to be famous.
I'll go and click on not attending
now. Yeah, no, it's a bit like Fire Festival, but just for Kick-Ons. So.
For Kick-Ons.
Yeah. Not worth it. Not real. Don't trust that man.
If you want to check out what else is trending, hit.com.au.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Doing your riddle of the day.
We are. Now, for those that have just tuned in, I will read it again for you.
Mm-hmm.
A man is sitting in his cabin in Colorado. 3 hours later, he gets out of his cabin in Texas. How is this possible?
Now, I'm feeling pretty good about myself this morning because I knew this straight off the bat. I checked with you off air.
Yep.
And I've 100% nailed it.
Yeah, plus, you have.
Only two people have called through, which means I'm thinking...
Maybe people are stumped, or maybe it was way too easy.
And people are like, I'm not even bothering calling.
Yeah, everyone knows.
On this one. Alrighty, let's go to Joe from Bridgetown. What are you thinking on the riddle this morning?
He's a truck driver.
Ooh.
A truck driver.
A cab, as in the cabin of a truck?
Unfortunately, that's not the answer, but you are really close. You were very, very close. Really,
I feel like Joe
along the same lines.
Been done by a technicality there, Joe. Like, I think when you hear the answer, you'll go,
that's what I said.
Yeah, but it's pretty much what I said.
Oh, no.
Good on you, Joe. Thanks for the call, though.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's go to Kazi from Bunbury, from CrossFit Bunbury, actually. I hope you're not calling to ask why I haven't been training very much lately. How are you?
I just went to my first class in months. Expecting to see you and you went there.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
It's only because of my work hours,
Jesse,
I promise.
You told me you go every day. What are you doing?
You're not helping, Sean. Hey, Kazi, what are you thinking on the riddle?
Well, geography is not my strong point, but I am going to say he's actually a pilot. He's getting out of the cabin for a plane.
Oh.
That's it.
The only one to pick it up this morning, Kazi.
Yeah, that is it. You see, I could have made it easier maybe and said, you know, Perth to Melbourne or something like that, something that is 3 hours.
Yeah, could have made it local.
But if you keep it as the other one, it's like, well, people don't know, so it's harder.
Right.
Kazi, I promise at some point I will see you soon at CrossFit Bunbury.
Are you just going to lie live on air?
Yes, I'm just going to lie. Don't record that.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Good people that are just covering for everyone else, the glue of society.
Yeah, and this came up because someone has been taking out the bins for where I live at the moment for over a year and a half. We don't know who it is, but someone's taken out everyone else's bins.
Mm. And
who is the elf? Who's the magical elf?
Who's the magical person that is just cleaning up after your mate Ben that you're staying with? Now, George from Eaton, you're one of these good people, mate. You're just covering for everybody else.
Oh, I wouldn't go as far as that. Well, I'm a good Samaritan around here, but I do know a very little elf that gets around and sweeps the streets with the dustpan. And
really?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it takes flowers down to the old people's home. And
who might this person be?
His name is actually Ben.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So there's a good Ben and a bad Ben.
And a Ben 10, mate.
Yeah, right. So what does Ben do? He, like, sweeps up around the neighbourhood and just cleans things up?
Yeah, after he finishes work and early knock or so, and he keeps busy during the day and, just does a bit of community work.
Yeah, right. And how old is Ben?
He's no older than 20, probably.
Really? That's impressive.
Definitely not our Ben.
Yeah. That's impressive from a young person in particular because they're usually not, I mean, I know I'm not particularly great at that kind of stuff. Mm.
So you know at work, there's always that one person that's like, oh gosh, I'm the one that's putting the dishes away at the end or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, it's like, well, you're here at work, so you are technically getting paid. Things like that, they're not getting paid. Ben's not getting paid, is he?
George, how do you know he does this? Have you seen him?
Yeah, I've visualised it, mate, from my own eyes.
Yeah, right. Well, what a great rap to give him this morning, mate. I feel like we should be putting Ben in the running for MVP.
Yeah, if Ben's out there, claps to
mate,
you right
I'll,
now,
I'll,
mate.
I'll even try and get you a little video and post it on Facebook or something.
Yeah,
knowing.
Yeah, shoot it through to our socials, mate. That'd be awesome. And have you ever spoken to him?
I bump into him and say, nice job cleaning up the street, mate. And
he's a bit of a hero.
He only does the street that he lives on sort of thing, doesn't go out of his way, but...
Yeah.
But that's enough, you know, because it's pretty messy out this way.
The glue that holds the community together, those people like that. Absolute hero.
He's the one, mate.
Awesome, mate. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
We'll stay in touch, mate. I want to follow up.
I'll put that Facebook picture up and we'll go from there.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Thanks for the call.
You have a good day, mate.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, I love trivia. So much. I love a quiz night. I love being in a long car ride and just being like, hey, can you please look up some trivia and ask me questions? Mm. I don't know why. I just love it. Now, I wish that there was more trivia on this show. We obviously play You Versus Us, which we will be doing really soon.
Mm.
But that's not enough for me because people haven't been choosing me. You know what I mean? But anyway, so it's
They're going to want to choose you today because if you're about to test me, I'm going to be warm.
Yeah,
I am fresh.
About to test you and I just want to chuck this in whenever I can. And you did say, Sean, we can do whatever you want here. So I'm going to give you a geography quiz.
Okay.
And this is fun because everyone at home can play as well. I don't know if I'll give you 5 or 10 questions, maybe 5.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay.
They're so easy. These are literally so... I'm on a kid's side. So hopefully you get these
Are you doing
right.
this just to preface this so that if I get these wrong, you can be like, idiot.
Idiot. All right, we'll start off easy. Which country is Paris the capital of?
France.
Good job. And don't worry, none of these are tricks. It's not like this is a riddle.
Because I was like, okay, is this a trick?
Or anything like that. What's the capital of Australia?
Canberra.
Maybe we should do a speed bound. What's the capital of Germany?
Ooh.
Mm.
Is it Berlin or is it an obscure one where it's Munich?
You got to choose, mate.
Berlin. I go with Berlin.
Yeah, it is Berlin.
Yeah, good.
Okay, which country is Madrid the capital of?
Spain.
Good job. What's the capital of Cuba?
Oh.
I've given you such easy ones up until now.
Cuba.
Yep.
Oh, like I'm...
I'll give you a hint. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, Havana.
Yeah. Glad that you got that from the hint. That was really good.
That was good.
Okay, well, really good. You just got 4 out of 5 just then.
Okay, hit me with the other 5
Okay,
then.
good. That's what I want because they do get harder. What's the capital of New Zealand?
Oh, this is Wellington.
Yeah. See, that one's hard because some people
Because you always think it's Auckland.
Yeah, exactly. What's the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to freak you out.
You know, I remember that one.
Yeah.
High school, when everyone's like, hey, what's the capital of Thailand?
It is very funny.
Just,
capital of Morocco.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, I know this. Can you give me a hint?
It sounds like an animal.
What kind of animal?
Well, I can't. Say that.
Okay, I don't know.
Rabat. It sounds like.
Okay, no, I had no idea.
Sounds like rabbit.
I wanted to say that I would have known that.
Yeah, that's right. What is the national capital city of Canada?
Oh, national capital city of Canada is. Quebec?
It's Ottawa.
Ottawa.
I didn't know that until the quiz either. Anyway, I don't know how many I've asked you now. I'm just getting so.
How many do you have there?
A lot, like 60.
Okay, we're not doing 60 questions.
Can we do 60? Listeners, do we have time for 60? Let us know.
No one wants to do that.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Sometimes the news can get a little bit overwhelming, Shanos.
Yeah, a lot of bad things going on in the world.
And you kind of think, oh man, why do I put myself through this every day? The world is just going to pot and I should stop watching the news.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But...
Yes.
Sometimes there's a news story out there that just makes you go,
oh, yeah.
That's nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, there are some good things out there.
Some good things out there. And so what we've done is gone and collated a few of them for you this morning to make you feel like things are going well.
Yeah.
You know?
Give me a little boost.
I hear you with a lovely little story out of the US today. 17-year-old John Sikora is battling a disease called Batten's disease, right? Unfortunately, he is terminal, and I know this is very sad to begin with, but bear with me. He's been battling this for 8 years, right? He's come to terms with it. His one wish before he is finished with his battle is that he could meet the real Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Which is a big deal. Like, Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker.
Right.
One of the biggest movie stars of all time. Like, it would be pretty hard to get Mark Hamill to turn up in character as Luke Skywalker. Turns out, not so much.
Oh, I love that.
Mark Hamill went around and saw him the whole time, acted as Luke Skywalker.
How old would he be?
Completely did the dream. Well, I don't know if he's 17 now or
No, the actor. Mark,
Oh, he'd be, in his 50s?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
something
cool.
Something like that, I reckon.
Good bloke.
But I just thought, geez, that's really...
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
That is
that's
nice,
really lovely for
isn't
Mark.
It? Now, I've got another very lovely story. There's YouTubers that have insane amounts of money, and some of them are doing really good things with it. So there's this really cool YouTuber who just likes to go around, essentially just give out money. His name is Mr. Beast. He wants to remind everyone his moral, his thing is that good things still happen to good people, and he wants people to know that. He's gone into a restaurant. Him and his mates have just asked for the waiter, oh, can we please get some water? They'll bring over some free water. They tipped him $10.
Sure.
And then they came back, you know, 10 minutes later, can we please have some more water? Tipped him $20.
Which I know in the US is a really frustrating thing for waiters because you don't pay for water usually. You don't pay much. And they get really irritated with you because they're like, I'm not going to make any tips off this because you're supposed to pay me like 15% or whatever.
So this is really nice that they're like, oh, here you go. There's $20. Here's $50. Here's $100. They keep asking them to come back. It's all different waiters. There's one main waitress that's serving them. They ended up giving her $10,000.
Whoa.
Just in tips.
That's nice.
That's
How nice is that? And they're like, why? Why is this happening? And the person was like, because you guys deserve it. You're out here. You're working hard.
Yeah.
You're working on our table, bringing us waters for an hour. And so they all split it. All the workers, they all got like a grand each.
That's really nice.
How good's that?
All right. Let's wrap this up this morning with one that is, I think everyone will really like. You remember the Northern White Rhino a couple of years ago?
Yes.
The last ever male died. Right. Right?
Okay.
Meaning there was, I think, two females left in the world, but they were like, well, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, we can't make them reproduce, so game over pretty much. Turns out a team of international researchers drew on IVF procedures to use some of the stuff from the dead male rhinos and managed to get like a pregnancy going.
So there's going to be a little baby.
So there might be a little baby, all things going well, and we might have some more northern white rhinos.
Oh, my gosh.
And from the brink of extinction, we have potentially brought back rhinos.
Oh, that is
awesome. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
That's really nice. That's very
nice. That's a massive save from scientists. So good on you, scientists.
Good on you, scientists. Thank you for the warm heart that I've now got.
You guys ready?
You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Cherie from Bunbury, who would you like to take on this morning, myself or Sian?
Oh, Sian.
Oh, first one for the week. Sian is in the game.
All right. Well, I haven't had my coffee yet. It's sitting right in front of me, so well done. Because
I haven't had mine either.
All right. Get ready, listeners, because we're going to get all of these wrong.
Five questions, Cherie. Buzz in with your name. If you get it if you get it wrong, the other person gets a free crack at it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
All righty. Yesterday we spoke about KFC giving people a chance to win free weddings, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many free weddings are KFC giving?
Sean.
Ooh. Doesn't even need the whole question.
They're giving away six.
Yes.
Correct.
Only because I read it.
All right. Multiple choice, this one here. Question number two. Who did the Socceroos defeat this week? Q-Tip, Q-Wait, or Q-Stick?
Sean.
Q.
Go, Sean.
Q-Wait.
Q-Wait. I don't know who wrote that.
That was good. I thought it was going to be the country. So I was like, I don't know. But there you go.
All righty. You got to get this one to stay in the game, Cherie. Don't let her clean sweep you here.
Okay.
Right. Question number three. Multiple choice again. What is one of the main new features on the brand new iPhone 11 that is being released this month? Is it A, the iPhone camera takes your photo when you prompt it by saying the word cheese? B, you can change Siri's voice to a chipmunk? Or C, a new dual camera system?
Sean.
Cherie.
Oh, Sean.
It's C. Oh, it was too easy, though. It was too easy. What were the other ones? The cheese?
The dual camera system thing. I thought there was three cameras on the new iPhone 11.
On the Pro, there's three.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. On the other one, there's two.
Let's have a quick see from 4 and 5 if we can get Cherie on the board here at all.
Yeah.
Base jumpers jumped off a building in Perth this week. What was the name of the building? Sean?
We talked about it like three times and I can't remember which one it was.
There's also a pub by the same name in Kalgoorlie. You might do this with your money if you're going to another country.
Exchange.
Yeah, there you
there
go.
There we go.
The exchange tower. Okay.
There we
no
go.
No points for anyone there.
Yep.
Question number 5. Last chance to get on the board here, Cherie. What's the next line to this song? You are my fire, my one desire. Believe when I say.
Sean. I want it that way.
Hey!
I'm feeling good.
Cherie, she's done your 5-0 this morning, unluckily.
I should have had my toast.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for playing. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
See you later. That one will be back again tomorrow. $100 cash, all thanks to Optus up for grabs. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile with the guys at Optus.
It's going to be hard to win. I'm a genius.
You're an absolute genius.
Oh.
This is The Catch-Up. With Jesse and Jules.
Use by date on milk.
Yeah, we want to know your milk stories. Are you someone that throws it out the day that it's meant to be used by, or are you still using that milk, you know, a week after it's done?
Because apparently people are out there multiple days after the use by date.
Which I thought was illegal. So this is shocking
just
to me.
It's surprising to me that it would still pass the sniff test. But Elizabeth from the Wheat Belt, you still doing this?
No, this sniff testing that you were talking about got me a little stumped because we used to have Daisy, and the way to test the milk beyond the use-by date is to run the tap, pour the milk into it. If it curdles, it's no good.
So you think sniffing it doesn't really matter?
So there's a curdle test.
No, because what you're smelling could potentially be what's around the lid that's already curdled.
Oh, great.
And very true, the little dried-up milk bit.
And
So pour a bit in the glass, then give it the sniff.
Just run the tap for a few seconds, cold water, hot water, doesn't really matter.
There you go, Elizabeth.
If it curdles the second that it gets into the water, you'll know it's no
throw
good.
It out.
Yeah, thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Old-fashioned way of doing it.
Yeah, love it. All righty, let's go to Steve-O from Donnybrook. Steve-O, good, mate. You going after the date?
Oh, man, I reckon it would have been about a year old, I reckon.
Steve-O, come on.
It was about 1984, we were at the Criterion Hotel there in Hay Street.
Yeah.
And I just went out the little back alley, I thought, I'll go and have a cigarette. And I saw a little thing of milk, I thought, you know what, I'm bloody thirsty.
Steve-O.
When I clicked into my mouth, it was like feta cheese.
Yeah, I was going to say, surely it's a solid by then. Surely it's not still the good.
Was it a good camembert, mate?
Oh, I hate cheese. Oh, my God.
I hate cheese, but I drank it
anyway. There you go.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Steve-O.
Cheers, mate. See you later. All righty, let's go to Alex from Nungaring. Mate, are you using milk after the use-by date?
Yeah, well, when I was younger, I was sitting at the breakfast bar eating my Weet-Bix, and my dad walked in and went to make his cereal, and all the big clumps fell out into his. Kind of looked at me and goes, oh, that's a bit off. Kind of shrugged my shoulders and kept eating it. No.
Kids don't care. Kids genuinely don't care.
Surely it tastes weird, though. Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
Tastes fine to me. I was happy.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Got my Weet-Bix. Don't care. Thanks for the call, Alex.
Totally. See you later.
All righty. Kerry from Rowlands, wrap this one up for us. Are you using the milk after the use-by date?
Yeah, I go up to 6 weeks sometimes.
No, Kerry.
Because I'm the only one that drinks it at home, so it's milk.
So does it get gross? Fine. Like, is it lumpy or...?
Nah, if it smells a bit funny, I'll tip it out. But yeah. I think even in the fridge now, it's probably 5 weeks, maybe if, 6 weeks.
If it's lumpy, do you just pour it through like a strainer?
Yes, and yeah. Then...
No, I tip it down the sink.
Oh,
I'll give it to the
That is a solid effort from you, Kerry. 6 weeks.
It's fine. Six weeks, and all I do is vomit twice a day. It's yeah. not a big price to pay.
Something like that, yeah.
Kerry, can you send us a photo on our socials of your use-by date of the milk that you've got in your fridge at the moment?
I'm not home now, but I will later on when I'm home.
Love your work, Kerry.
You.
Thanks, mate.
No worries. Okay. Bye.
Cheers. See you later.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.